In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is, we don't talk nearly enough.
Lions. Puts the talk into tea.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you're downhearted by Ireland's thrashing at the hands of France at the weekend, if you're not too pushed about the Winter Olympics, there is one competition where we are up there with the best. Dermot Early has even been compared to LeBron James, such is his dominance of the Excel spreadsheet World Championship. Dermot, good afternoon to you.
Thanks. Good to have you. Yeah, good to have you. Good to be here.
So could you explain to us how the competition works, Dermot?
Sure. So think of it like problem solving in Excel. There's usually some kind of a game as the basis for like a different challenge for every case. And there's usually something that kind of builds up, starting from asking pretty basic questions into something pretty advanced. So like, as an example, there's been a question on scoring poker hands. So, one of the early levels might say something like, here's a bunch of hands, how many have a pair in them? Something that's pretty quick to do. And then you'd kind of build up from there to, here's a whole game, which player wins, who bets how much, whatever it is. It's usually something you have to kind of build up to a model of a complex situation, but all based in Excel.
Okay, and so in each round of these competitions, is there a time limit on solving it?
Yeah, it's usually half an hour to solve the case because it's designed to be a sort of viewer friendly sport. So they usually try to go for pretty visual cases and a short time that people can kind of watch.
Okay, and is it the first one to solve the problem wins?
If somebody gets a finish, so there's points for everything. So there's usually like I said, kind of seven levels building up in difficulty and different questions within each one. So like ask the same question about 20 different inputs or something like that, and each one you get right is worth a certain number of points depending on how hard it is. So sometimes somebody gets everything done, and sometimes it's just everybody, runs until they run out of time, and then whoever got the most points wins.
Right. Okay. And this competition that took place in Las Vegas at the end of last year, was this like a big glitzy kind of an affair? I assume it was if it was in Vegas.
It was a bit, yeah. I mean, so the finals happened in an esports arena, which I'll be honest is a concept I had never heard of before. Along to this thing for the first time a couple of years ago, but it's sort of stadium like tiered seating with like hundreds of people watching. They have two sort of professional MCs up on stage kind of hyping the crowd, and then they have more sort of technical commentators who kind of know about Excel calling the plays, like, oh, this person seems to be trying this approach and this person seems to be stuck here and so on. It's like all very, very dramatic, I guess, for want of a better word.
Yeah. And so, and while all that's going on, how many competitors are playing at the same time?
So when it gets down to the finals, there's 12 people up on stage. And the way they do it is basically every 5 minutes, whoever's on the lowest points gets eliminated. So you're kind of constantly watching your back. And yeah, it's basically the way I think about it is over the years, they've kept trying to kind of find ways to change the format to make it more exciting for viewers. And whenever they suggest something that makes me think, oh my God, that's going to be incredibly stressful as a player, that's usually a good sign that it's going to make for good viewing.
and as God, that must be really stressy. Somebody's eliminated every 5 minutes. And the crowd then are, I assume, can see a big screen, so they're watching the approach that you and the other competitors are taking. Do the crowd react to that? Do they cheer when somebody makes a break?
Very much so. Very much so. Yeah, they cheer. Like, they can see a live scoreboard all the time, so they cheer when people move up and down. They cheer when someone manages to escape elimination. And often, you know, something will be up on screen and the commentators will comment on, you know, someone doing something in a particularly unusual way, like using a particularly crazy formula or whatever. And the crowd reacts to that as well.
And so they get very, is it difficult to concentrate that? Because it sounds like a lot of noise is going on around you.
Yeah, some people struggle with it more than others. I would say I've got a pretty good audio filter. Like, I was always the, you know, the person who could be seated next to the noisy person in the office and wouldn't mind so much. But yes, I think of it as like, it's a big amplifier. Like when it, you know, this final just now went well and the, you know, the crowd's energy just, you know, was exciting and energizing, but like the final the year before was not going well. And knowing that everybody's watching and that every, you know, you hear them cheer when somebody else gets something out and does well, and you're like, oh my God, I'm falling behind. It can be very stressful.
Okay. So in 2024, it didn't go as well for you.
No. I mean, 25 is the first time I won. I have a long record of being one of the preseason favorites for many years and then choking before I could convert that into a victory.
Oh, how long have you been doing this competitively for then?
So I've been doing competitive Excel since 2013, which is pretty much when it became a thing. But the sort of old version, well, the old thing and still exists, was like a financial modeling competition, which is not a spectator thing at all. It's like, you know, here's pages of assumptions about a company and what they're going to invest and the returns and how their costs will be and blah, 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 that you have to turn into a model of their financials and, you know, answer questions about. And it's usually a kind of multi-hour affair. But then the people who organized that, I guess, 5 years ago, started organizing this esports viewer-friendly, problem-solving, you know, not requiring technical knowledge. So I've been doing that ever since they started it.
My word. And so would there be, now you were the winner this year, or you've been fancied every year. So are there, how many other big names are in this?
I mean, I guess you would, what people slightly tongue-in-cheek describe as the titans of the sport would be me, a guy called Michael Jarman, who won it last year. And there's a guy from Australia called Andrew Nye who won all the first 3 years. Although there's a whole new generation coming up behind us now. So
yeah,
I don't think
yeah.
It'll just be the big three for all that long.
Yeah. And when you're in Las Vegas, you're in this esports arena, you have these multiple commentators. Can they pronounce the name Jarman properly?
No, I mean, I've lived in the UK and then the US for many years now. And so, you know, people tend to call me Dim because that at some point became my nickname. And so, yeah, no.
Yes.
Like if I hear someone say Dermot correctly, it's, you know, it's almost like shibboleth. It's like, oh, what part of Ireland are you from?
Yes. Or it's members of ICE. Dermot, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Dermot Early, the reigning world champion, as you heard there, in Excel, competitive Excel.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.